Lawmakers could meet this week in a special session to take up the contracts covering the last 2 years. Paul Walton, a state power plant operator from Janesville, says they've been living under those agreements in principle, and lawmakers need to finish the job.
It does not help our state's economy or local businesses who rely on us any good to leave tens of thousands of employees of the state in limbo.
Walton was among several union members at the Capitol today who called on lawmakers to ratify the contracts. Susan Bon Monte, a recreation therapist from Portage, says the contracts are fair and state employees have made many concessions.
The contract does not include any wage increase. Zero money. We also knew that we would be expected to pay more for our health insurance, which we conceded. In addition to that, we've taken 16 unpaid furlough days in this biennium, which is a wage cut, a sacrifice that has been difficult for many of our members.
Jose Bucio with the state AFL-CIO says lawmakers just need to do their jobs.
This contract is long overdue. The public sector employees have continued to perform their jobs to serve the public while honoring the negotiation process, and we only ask the legislators to do theirs now.
Andrew Thackett, Wisconsin Radio Network.